Chika Ikogwe is an award-winning Nigerian-Australian actor and writer. A recent NIDA graduate, she has worked extensively in the industry on shows such as Dance Nation, directed by Imara Savage, The Wolves, directed by Jessica Arthur, Normal, directed by Anthony Skews, and is currently performing in the 2020 run of Fangirls by Evie Blake. Her acting career also extends to TV, with her appearing in the title role of ABC iView's Mickey vs. the World. Chika is the recipient of an array of awards, including the 2020 ATYP Rose Byrne Emerging Female Leader in the Arts Scholarship. She's incredibly passionate about diversity and representation and strives to bring authentic Afrocentric stories to the forefront of Australian stages and screens. I sat down with Chika earlier this week to dive into the world of an actor and talk a bit more about the importance of representation and inclusion within the arts. Thanks for joining us, Chika.
No, thank you for having me.
That's good. All right. So firstly, I just want to say congrats on your Sydney leg of the Fangirls run. How has the journey been so far?
Yeah, it's been good. It's been good. I'm very blessed and fortunate to be working with such great people. Like, we have amazing creators and such a kind cast. And yeah, it just makes it makes it easier for us to do and to perform and to share this story with people.
And is this your first theatre show you've done post-COVID?
No, actually. Post-COVID, kind of, but I did a show around July, August last year, which was on a bus. Mm. So Fangirls would kind of be my second show post-COVID, but my first kind of main stage show. I mean, COVID is still happening. So, yeah, like during the whole pandemic. And it's really interesting times. I think we're really fortunate here in Australia to be able to do stuff and just to even go outside. Like, it's so incredible, how much we're afforded here. So I'm really happy that we can, just keep telling stories.
Yeah, definitely. And I guess as a performer, like finally being able to do live shows and performances again, it must feel so exhilarating. And I guess this feeling also extends to audiences as well. Do you feel like there is a greater appreciation for the arts and live performance now since COVID?
I think so. I think people really appreciate the little things and really appreciate being able to laugh, you know, while sitting down with, 300 other people and just share that experience together. Because it's also, really amazing all the stuff we have at home, like Netflix and Binge and Stan, Amazon, all of that. But I think, the live experience is something really special and people have really kind of, started to appreciate that a bit more, which is good.
Yeah, definitely. Now, I want to know a bit more about yourself. So tell me a bit about what your motivations were to dive into the arts as a professional career. What led you to want to become an actor and writer and everything in between?
Yeah, well, I originally was going to work in the medical field. I was going to study medicine and then changed that to nursing, and then I was like, no, I'm just so terrible with blood and guts and anything that is inside a human. And performing was just something that I was really passionate about from a really young age, actually, and I just didn't really express myself. I didn't express that to many people growing up just because I'm Nigerian, and in a Nigerian household there are like four staple career paths, like medicine, engineering, law, nursing. Like, if you're not doing one of those, it's just kind of like, what are you doing? Yeah. And that comes very much from a, we want our children and our future generations to have stable work. And as, you would know, and like a lot of other artists would know, being an actor is not the most stable job that, you could pick in the world. But I just love the idea of performing and leaving people changed and leaving people feeling happier or leaving people feel like they've been educated or, just that idea of change. I think it's something so incredible, even though it's such a small thing. But, well, it's not a small thing. It's quite big, but, sometimes we can take that for granted, just the ability to absolutely change people's beings just by, you know, doing the job that performers do and writers do, like creating art.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, you did mention that you are a Nigerian-Australian actor and writer, and you advocate strongly for representation within the arts. And what are some common misconceptions people have when it comes to having better inclusivity and representation within the arts?
I guess, like, I don't know. I think that sometimes it comes from the gatekeepers that they feel like they have to kind of pigeonhole people. And I feel like that's not done with white people. So why all of a sudden when you have someone with a different skin tone or, you know, different textured hair, you decide that they belong in a certain box?
Yeah.
And I think that, yeah, like people of color, black people, Indigenous people, Asian people, like whoever, people who have disabilities should be able to play like whatever. But also, you know, those roles that are specifically for black people and specifically for Indigenous people and for Asian people should also hopefully be played by the people from those demographics.
Yeah, definitely.
I think gone is the time where color blindness is, I don't know, widely accepted. I think that color consciousness is definitely something that people should follow a bit more. And yeah, I think really the misconceptions also is that it's down to the people at the bottom. Like really it's like just a whole bunch of gatekeeping. So the change has to come from the top in order for it to kind of, you know, filter out to everyone else at the bottom in that weird hierarchy, or maybe just like dismantle the hierarchy in general, just period.
Yeah, let's do that.
Heaps of things. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Heaps and heaps of things.
Yeah. So I guess, you know, following up from that, you know, with this creating tangible change, like how can we combat this gatekeeping? How can we communicate more effectively to create this change within the industry?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I have the answers to that, but I think a start would just be to communicate. I think that sometimes the industry can operate a bit on fear, especially, you know, as artists who are emerging, sometimes it can be a really scary thing to speak up and speak your truth. And people are scared that if they say, you know, the honest thing and the thing that they think is right and just, that they won't work again. And I just think that that is firstly sad that people feel like they can't speak up because of work opportunities. But yeah, I think just like using your voice and speaking your truth. And when you see something that's not right, like saying something, I think that's all really important and all adds to creating a more healthy entertainment industry in general.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, as someone that's so prominent in the industry now, what do you see and what are your predictions for what the arts industry might look like within the next 5 to 10 years? Do you reckon there will be more of a change, or do you reckon it's just a really, really slow process?
Yeah, I think it's a hybrid of the two, honestly. I think that Australia is just like years and years behind like the US and the UK in terms of diversity and representation. And even there, like they've got, you know, problems as well. But Australia has got infinite problems on top of whatever problems they've got. And I think that, yeah, like hopefully in the next 5 to 10 years, we see people putting their money where their mouth is and actually doing the things that they keep talking about, because I think that stuff has been spoken about for a really long time. And I've only been out of uni only for a couple of years now, and I've seen little bits of change here and there, but like speaking to people of color who have been out in the industry for the last 8 years, 10 years, like they say that like it's slow and like it's changing, but it's still really slow. And I challenge the industry to just do the damn thing and just make the change, and let's create a better and more fruitful industry. Because, you know, I think Australia also really, really loves what America does on screen, and really loves what the UK does on stage and screen, and and Broadway as well for America. And I'm just kind of like, why can't you do that same thing in terms of the representation here? Because you have the people and you have the representation. There is, like, you know, so many resources. Yeah. Just do it, as Nike says, just do it.
Just do it. Yeah, definitely. Yeah, that's such a good point. And I guess kind of just to wrap up, you know, what sort of 3 points of advice do you have for people that are looking to explore and pursue a career within the arts, you know, particularly as someone from a personal of colour, you know, looking to other people that are, you know, Nigerian Australian or, you know, Asian Australian, other sort of minorities are wanting to, you know, step foot into the industry?
Yeah. I think that firstly, if you're really passionate about this thing, whether it be singing, dancing, acting, writing, directing, whatever it is, if you're really passionate about it and you know that, like, you cannot, there is just, like, nothing else that you can do, like, you know deep in your heart that that's what you want to do, don't deny yourself that opportunity and just go and do that, because you need to make yourself proud and not everyone around you. Mm. And that can be a really hard thing to come to terms with, because everyone around you has supported you financially. They've put a roof on your head. They've, you know, given you clothes, food, blah, 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 all of that kind of stuff, which is still really important. But just make sure in the long run you're doing things that puts you on the path to, making yourself proud and doing what you love to do. Because, there's just no point living for other people.
Yeah.
Secondly, I'd say try your best to network and meet different kinds of people, talk to them about their experiences, even people that, you know, well, mostly people who are in your field if you're trying to learn about it. And then once you've learned a bit more about your field, find out a bit more about the people who you'll be collaborating with. Find out about, you know, what if you're wanting to do writing, what is the role of a director and what is the role of an actor and how do all those things kind of intersect? And likewise, if you're doing directing, like if you're wanting to pursue that, find out what it's like to act and like know what you're putting your actors through before you ask them to do a certain thing. It's really important to, just reach out to people and network. And sometimes that can be a bit yucky, but like I think the idea of networking sounds a bit yucky to a lot of people, but I think it's really necessary in our industry, and it doesn't need to be I am going to get something from you or else. It's just, I'm genuinely interested and curious in what you do. Would you please share? And you'll find that most of the times people are really generous with their time and their knowledge. So the worst thing that you'll get is no. Someone might be like, no, I can't, or no, I'm too busy or whatever.
Yeah.
And you won't die from that. So it's chill. And I guess the last thing is just, like enjoy yourself and remember that you love this thing, and like it can get really tricky at times. So just always remember why you started and why you're continuing to do this and why it's important to you, because life's too short to stress all the time over work. And like it will, you know, become stressful at times, but it shouldn't be a consistent every single day, every hour, every minute thing. It's just really important to remind yourself of why you started, and that kind of keeps me going.
Yeah, definitely. Well, that's such a great advice. I feel inspired now myself. But thanks so much for joining us, Chika. I hope your Fangirls run goes really well. Thanks.
Thank you so much. Thanks.
That was Chika Ikogwe, Nigerian-Australian actor and writer. You can catch all of the amazing things she is doing at the moment by following her socials, and if you are thinking of heading to Adelaide within the next couple of weeks or are already in Adelaide, I definitely recommend you go see Fangirls, playing now until the 14th of March. It's absolutely fantastic.